comfortable and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Ager.
Hello everyone, this is Sylvie Avery and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual information show that's designed to stretch your mind and help you to think outside of the box. And today we're going to be talking about beyond physical death, and if you would like to talk to us and join us with a question relating to our subject, then the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number is a free phone in the US, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And it's actually basically about just joining in with conversation with the program, okay? It's not actually a reading-style program, so it's not personal readings, but it's an interaction, and we're all learning together about the spirit world. So here we go. There's Mick, my husband.
There is me. Yes, hi. I am Mick Avery, and as well as Spirit's Work, live here on bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that at on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books and CDs, please go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. As Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium, and each week live on the show, I channel Gregory Hay, who had an earth life 300 years ago. I have the ability to completely hand over my body to the spirit world so they may use it to speak through, and I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time. When I go into the deep trance state, my conscious mind and my spirit are transported elsewhere by the spirit team who work with us, and then they bring me back when the spirit communicator leaves. I not only miss the whole show, but I very rarely remember where it was they took me either. It's not necessary for me to know where it was they took me. I don't have any interest in it, because then that would be a mechanic which would disturb the whole situation of me having a genuine out-of-body experience to start with. That's not how you achieve an out-of-body experience, because you have to actually allow yourself to just completely leave and vacate your physical body. So if I actually attracted my mind to anything that happened in the process, it would mean that I would be looking for it, which would disturb the process in itself. Anyway, so without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and have a great show. That's it.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mick. So Greg, Mick's going to go off now and bring Gregory through, and Gregory is a spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group. They consist of many great minds as well as ordinary people. Between them, they have access to vast knowledge and insight and have come to bring their teachings because there's a need for us to have understanding beyond the constraint of our human minds. I don't think we can disagree with that. The subject matter we cover is endless and will hopefully help us become more knowledgeable and better informed as to the nature of our existence on Earth, as well as our continued life after physical death. On this program, if you have an idea of a topic or a subject that you'd like us to cover one week, we could do a program around it, and It would be really good if you could, with your subject idea, send us your questions as well that you have, so that we can actually bring what it is that people actually want to know about from the spirit world. I mean, we've got first-hand information here, and they want to bring it to us as we need to know it, as we want to know it. And our mission as mediums is to bring truthful information and knowledge through these gifts of spirit that we have and share them with everybody to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to hopefully restore the balance and the well-being of the planet on the whole. And So if you have an idea for a program that you would like us to talk about, do get in touch at www.spirit-teaching.com. You'll find the email on there somewhere. Like I say, we do Akashic readings as well with Gregory. You can have a one-to-one with Gregory at any time, and that you can find out about that on there. You can see our videos if you want to actually see Gregory in action speaking through Mick. You can find that, you can find them on our website, and there's also YouTube as well. I think there's probably about 10 on YouTube. If you want to see how Mick actually does talk, bring Gregory through and he talk in trance. Quite fascinating. Okay. Okay, well, I do believe we have Gregory with us now.
Let love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, my dear friend. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Well, we've been talking these last few weeks about what happens when you die, really, and what's it like for us when we get to the spirit world. And basically, we ended the program last week talking about what it's like for each individual person. And I think we could expand a little bit more about on that, actually, because we had a caller that said, you know, do we see friends? Are we aware of each other?
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And you actually talked about how it's whatever you is in your consciousness when you bring it
to the spirit world. Yes.
Yes, when it comes, as it comes with you to the spirit world, as to what you create when you get there, as it were.
Yes, quite. And there, of course, is also the initial situation of what happens when you don't actually have a consciousness.
Uh-huh, exactly.
When you are distilled by some disease of the mind or of the physical brain.
Yes, well, I think we did talk about Alzheimer's and that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, quite so.
As well, and particularly the week before, I think we went into
yes,
that. But,
yes,
but what if it's something new? This activity, this thing that we want to do, because like he said, do we fish? If we like fishing, can we go fishing? And you know, yes, we can, apparently.
Yes. But
can we...
Doesn't necessarily mean you'll ever catch one.
Oh, okay.
Depending upon whether the fish wants you to catch it or not. And then what are you going to do with it? You're not going to smack it over the head with a stick.
Well, that's a good idea. What do we do in those situations?
Well, it may well be that the fish allows you to catch it.
Mm.
But it most certainly will be that the actual state of it will be that it will always, to begin with, it will have a conversation with you, most probably.
Okay.
And then, most probably, it will want to go back and... simply get away from you.
And it will be able to do that, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, because in the spirit world, of course, what is it that you've got when you are looking at yourself, perhaps? Your physical body, your physical state, is only there replicated through your physical memory.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as you will have to actually concentrate upon that and learn to... accept that is a possibility even in your life. Because for some people, they will think, obviously, that beyond physical life is nothing. And then, of course, you have a great deal of problems because it's actually quite difficult to then remonstrate with someone who refuses to acknowledge consciousness. And oftentimes, we have a great deal of trouble with those. It's another blank, we call it.
Really? Is that what you
said? It's
say?
A blank, yes. We have another blank come here, and we have to try to bring them round, you see?
And who has
and,
that job?
Oh,
and
well, do anyone do? Does, really.
How do you do that?
How do we bring them round?
Yes.
We continue to be around them constantly, so that it's actually, at some time, they're going to relate.
Can they see you?
Yes. Absolutely, because we can see them, so it means to say that we have an ideal core of their vibration, which means that we can assimilate then most times, particularly if they are of an equitable vibration. Obviously, if they are not, if they're extremely negative or for one reason or another, perhaps they may well be negative from their physical passing. That'll only be a temporary state. So eventually they will come round. And it may only take a limited time, because time isn't actually a factor in the spirit world. So it doesn't really matter when a person eventually not succumbs to our energy, but rather realization creeps in.
Mm. And do you have to be very diplomatic? Obviously, you said last week about how it doesn't matter about language and that sort of thing, because it's in thought.
Yes, and also, of course, a person's religious orientation.
Sure.
The way in which they acknowledged their life in the physical state will most probably be kept. And that will be a true part of their conscious state, after all. It's what they have created in their physical life journey. So it will be what is continued in that respect. Very much in the same way to begin with as they were when they left it in the physical world. It isn't very much different. Apart from the fact that one of the essential essences of it is that we have to really try to instill in them how to actually use responsibly the conscious physical mind. Because don't forget that the actual conscious physical mind has to be a continuous process. And oftentimes people get quite stuck in what it is they're actually going to do.
Well, yeah.
If you think about it, what am I going to do now with my conscious mind? So there it is. Then they start thinking about random thoughts, and those random situations begin happening to them. So they have to orientate themselves. The orientation, really, is the one single thing which takes much of the time. So part of what we will do is oftentimes enlist the help of others, loved ones, friends who have passed before them, perhaps, or maybe even one specific person, perhaps a beloved uncle or aunt or something like that, if that is the person who passed before them, you see.
And the person that people want to, dearly want to see when they get there, is that always the case that could happen?
It depends.
I'm sure many people will have somebody in mind, or a few people in mind, that they would like there to be there to greet them when they pass the spirit world.
Yes, well, that is obviously often the case. Particularly, actually, what tends to happen is that they make their presence felt before they actually pass. And that is often something which then, in a sense, continues to be with them. So they're, in a sense, chaperoned by their ancestral deeds, or by their ancestral links with the spirit world.
So in that case, you have, the people that actually, say, work in the reception chamber meeting and greeting people who have just arrived, have help from families and relatives, loved ones of these people that arrive, if they have any around. Obviously,
yes.
It's not always going to be the case, because not everybody has that closer bond with that many people.
That is true. I also have to say as well, for people who are adopted in their physical life, for one reason or another, the situation is that it will be whoever it was that created the love links with them in their physical life.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
And the point is that loving family was responsible for that human being and for that spirit having a physical existence, created that responsibility through their kindness, through their love, and through the ability of those beings to continue that process of love. Mm. And so it will fall upon them that, ancestrally as well, that will become a very indicative marker of that person's journey.
That's interesting, because not everybody would want to know their adoptive, their generic parents.
No, exactly.
Maybe they're angry about it, or for whatever reason.
Yes.
They might not even want to meet them.
Yes, as it may well be, of course, that the physical person didn't actually want to meet them in physical life.
Mm, quite.
And so it may, but that doesn't mean to say that they will then be rejected by the rest of the family, ancestrally, because of course the rest of the family will already be aware of what is happening. So that will actually be a new situation introduced to them gradually through a process of healing time. So, as I say, again, time doesn't really exist in the spirit world. It's only in the physical relationship of it. So oftentimes, what tends to happen is that beings who come to our side of life, they have this situation of how they feel and think, and that's very much relative to physical time upon the earth.
Okay, well, we'll go back to that.
Yes.
Hello, caller. Who's
Hello.
Speaking?
Sylvie and Gregory, it's Noella from Canada. I spoke with you before.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, I have one question.
Yes?
My mother lost a child at birth, and
yes,
she would have been a younger sister to me. And let's say when I pass over, would that sister still be like related, or would she have grown, even though she passed as a baby?
Yes, my dear. Yes, absolutely. A very good question, my dear friend. What actually happens here is that the child, in relationship to the mother, to your mother, it
yeah.
will be that what actually happens is that the situation will be that as if your mother passes, then the child, your sister, will actually relate to her, first of all, as the child that she had, and
okay.
in that genetic...
Hang on a second. Can I just say, have you got your... can you turn your machine off a second? I think we've got an echo from your... I think we're picking up...
Oh, because I don't have any sound on or anything.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
oh,
it's me. Maybe I'm buzzing. I was just
the thing to do, my dear friend. The thing to do, my dear friend, is just to have it so that only the headset part is to your ear and the other part is away from your mouth for the moment.
Okay, is that better?
That will be perfect. Yes, that
okay.
is fine.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay.
Thank
you
so
very
you.
Much. Now,
I have
yes.
big lips. That's what.
So, my dear friend, then, to complete this, you see, what your mother will experience, my dear friend, when she passes, will be the actual remembrance of her child, her lost loved one.
All right.
Which, of
so
course,
my father
will
passed,
have...
So he's probably with that job. Would it happen with his father as well?
Yes, but
see,
what will happen...
Passed,
yes, okay. But what will happen in that respect, friend, is that as your father has passed, the child will have grown before him, and
oh.
actually, the child will actually, and all beings will be are able to do this when they're in the spirit world. They can represent themselves through their cell memory, because this is what cell memory is. It remembers the physical form as a small child or as any age of your remembrance. So your father, for example, will be able to present himself as a much younger person, if that's what he wants to be.
Okay, so it's a...
At any time.
I always thought everybody was 30 on the other side.
Well,
ideally,
I suppose that could be the case, my friend, but my point really is
right.
that for methods of understanding who that person is, they may well come through to you on your side of life through a message or something like that, through a medium, will be identifiable as their cell memory was before they passed, and also as their cell memory was at any other parts of their life which were important to you and to your relationship.
Okay, because I thought, like, you know, when they're a baby, how do they communicate? But I guess on a soul level, it's different.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Because of the pure spirit, they will have continued to the process. And it means, of course, that their spirit is not actually related to your physical journey. So even if, as a child, your sister never grew or matured into a speaking, walking, talking being, That doesn't mean to say that they do not possess the genetic of the generic term of what their consciousness would have been. Even if the child, shall we say, even if it had suffered from some enormous debilitating disease before it ever uttered anything. That's not the point. The point is that they actually joined with the cell memory. Exactly the same, my friend, as if before it had even been perhaps a child having been born, in exactly the same way as a being who just merely skims the earth, that is, a fetus that is aborted or something like that. They too will continue the physiological experience through cell interactivity because that spirit has interacted, allowed the interaction with cells, physical cells in physical life.
Well, that's very comforting because I talked to her even though, you know, I was like five when it happened, but I still think of her as a sister. And
of course.
You know, and you don't forget. Like, it's comforting to know that. So,
yes.
Thank you.
Well, it's the truth, my friend. And that's the point, really, that all beings, even if they have only perhaps survived just a few weeks or a few months in the gestation period within the mother, it is that spirit joins with the physical state at the point of inception. That means when two cells join.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Well, thank you. And I'm glad...
Well, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you. It's interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, lovely. Do call again. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless, my dear friend. Thank you, sir.
Now, that's interesting that Noella said about 30, the age 30. Is that,
yes.
Does that happen to be... an age that us, the people that actually pass through an older age, a much older age, actually think of that age as being, is that a common age?
It's the optimum age.
Is it?
Yes.
Like, it's funny because
absolutely.
I have to say that that is the age that I think, I've often, if somebody said that to me, I'd say, oh, I'll probably be around 30.
Yes.
All of the time.
Yes, but that's actually, if you think about it, that's actually what you... feel like mentally.
Right.
Not necessarily what you feel like in the physical state.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I when I look back at being 30, I always think, you know, well, I didn't look too bad and I felt okay and I sort of, you know, you start maturing and you start feeling more comfortable with yourself and
yes.
and that sort of thing.
Yes.
But obviously if you were younger, you'd think, oh no, you know, I'm going to be you know, that's old. That's still old, isn't it? 30 when you're 20.
Yes, I suppose so. And for me, of course, having passed at 18 and a half, it is never having attained 30. And yet, at times, I actually am able to present myself as a very old being.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
Most certainly. For some people, when it is that they perhaps are more comforted by someone who is older, we understand that this is a preset within some being's conscious state. And that, as that is the state of mind that they come to our side of life with, that's the first interpretation they're going to get. Therefore, I will adjust myself to fit that that situation so that the person is comfortable. Not that I'm trying to put anything over on them or something like that. There's nothing underhand or whatever to do with that. It's purely the state of being.
Yes, well, you know, I mean, nobody wants to take any notice of an 18-and-a-half-year-old whippersnapper if they...
Thank you very much.
Well, no, but don't you get... You would, that's obviously one of the reasons why you do it, because people wouldn't have any respect for somebody that age. Why should I take any notice of you, you know? Especially as you dress in such outrageous clothes, in a pink suit or whatever.
Thank you.
And a fluffy boa and whatever.
Yes, I happen to like it myself.
Okay. What have you got on at the moment?
Green.
Okay. But
lime green.
Okay, there you go. I rest my case. I mean, who's going to, you know... Who's going to take you seriously, Gregory? So, yes, you do. You can alter your appearance and even your age.
At will.
At will,
Yes.
I mean, oh, this is fantastic, isn't
as
it?
A part of your cell memory, because of the fact that you've even joined as a pure, beautiful spirit with just two cells, means to say that cell memory and its whole possible interactivity, even if it hasn't undergone it, means to say then that a small child who passes, its cell memory still has the possibility of growing, and that will be the continuing process depending upon the necessity of the moment. It will depend then on, as with that little story, her sister actually will be representing at the time of her father's passing, will represent herself as the child she was at the point of her passing, at his last remembrance, physical remembrance, and then will grow in front of him.
Wow, amazing. Hello, caller. Who's speaking, please?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Fred.
How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. I've never been better.
Perfect. Yeah, I got a couple questions for you guys here tonight.
Oh, okay.
When we cross over, how about the Hall of Knowledge or a review of our life, per se? When does that take place?
When it is all right for you to do that, when you feel all right to do that.
Okay, so in other words, just when you get comfortable with it.
Yes, quite so. It won't necessarily be straight away, friend. It may be that some time in the concept of human identity has to take place first. It may well be that, for example, you have to meet and greet with ancestors, not necessarily ancestors of long back in your history, incidentally.
Correct. Okay.
It may well be just purely the ancestors that you met with at the foremost parts of the years, maybe even when you were a child or something like that. It is unlikely that it will go back any further than that, unless it is that your relationships in physical life were tentative, in which case it will be that other ancestors from other parts of history will present themselves so that you can acknowledge your ancestral group, if that is what you want to do. They will actually hold back if you don't want to do that.
Okay, I'm following you.
Now, the reason for that, I'll just explain this bit. The reason for that is sometimes it is very often that ancestors from one century of time do not necessarily want to talk with ancestors of another century of time. It's quite a strange situation that we find ourselves in. Now, for some people, they're really, really interested in what their ancestors were like.
Sure.
Of course, not to the state of being primates or something like that, but most certainly to be in the talking ancestral knowledge and understanding of that kind of atmosphere. It will be very interesting to many people where they actually came from, what their genetic pathway really truly was. And that will actually be something that's presented to them. But it's not always going to be that. And oftentimes it will be that, as I say, beings from other centuries actually don't have any truck with it.
Sure, basically on a need basis, if that's what you want to
know. Yes, gotcha. That is true. And so what else was the other question, Ben?
How about, obviously we must have a home base of some type. I realize we each have our own frequency, basically, that we're created from.
Yes, that is actually dependent upon whereabouts, what your core energy is. So your core energy, friend, defines the being that you are. No matter whether it is to do with your job of work or your physical interests or your chemical mental interests, it will be that sometimes that will reflect your core energy and the kind of being that you are, or at other times, often people, human physical beings, will be completely at odds with their core energy, not actually linked to it at all, in which case they'll actually find themselves doing a job of work or something which they're incredibly unhappy in, which is actually simply because they're not doing what their core energy really needs to do. And this is what creates great unhappiness within a being. Now, this core energy means that you come from a specific place, a harbor of love, which then, in a sense, creates the wellness path around you. So, in other words, my friend, if you were doing the absolute harmonic thing that you should be doing in your life, you would love every minute of it, and every minute of your life would be something of greatest resonance. Not necessarily that you would necessarily be in love with every minute of it, because human beings and physical state make mistakes.
I totally understand what you're saying there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is, in a sense, a core energy of the spirit world. The spirit world is made up of fractions of millions and billions of core energies, which are, in a sense, dictating not the specific creation path, but a likeness of it, a draw to it, so that, in a sense, if you come from one specific group, which perhaps has an affinity with many other species, you're going to be, and there are many hundreds of thousands of beings from groups that are like that, because as a pure, beautiful spirit being, you may be had a great deal of creation sympathy with many different species. As that pure form, you may be helped a great many species. That will then mean it will dictate a part of your core energy as you come through to physical life. In other words, it may well be that perhaps for others you had a great musical intensity, or perhaps for art, or your intensity was something to do with mathematics or some other kind of science or something like that. This is actually to do with the fabric of your core energy.
Okay.
And when you return to the spirit world, that harbor of love, you will meet with many others who are of a similar energy. Not all exactly the same, so you're not going to get bored to tears with it, but actually will be something of real greatness, great empathy, that you will feel finally truly understood.
Hmm. Interesting, okay. How about the twin flame aspect?
Well, that is what it's coming from, friend. So that when you actually meet with someone who you think is your twin soul, it's actually someone from your soul group.
Okay.
So that energy that you feel with that person, that purity that you feel with them, that acknowledgement of not just love in a physical sense, but something way beyond that.
Right. Just a knowing.
That's true. And that is the condition that exists in the harbor of love from your soul group. That is soul energy. And that's what it will be like when you return after your physical passing to your soul group in the spirit world, and will always remain as your harbor of love, even though it may well be that from the point of your passing and at various different points of your life journey, you will go and have other experiences in other dimensions, in other states of reality.
Okay, that was my next question.
I know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to preempt you, but...
No, that's fine. That's fine, that's great.
Yes, you see, so that is actually how it manifests itself then. You see? So, but the most part of your experiences, my dear, is that you create them and express them in the spirit world. The actual physical journeys that you may have number very few in the entirety of your infinity life.
Wow. I understand.
Because that's actually the majority of your experience, this pure, beautiful light. You see? And that is truly the being that you are.
Huh.
Okay,
super.
All right.
Thank you, Sue.
Hey, well, thanks ever so much for your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do call again.
Yes.
Have a great night.
Yes, thank you so.
Bye.
With love and light, friend.
Bye.
Yes.
Yes, that's really interesting. And I'd like to actually go back to,
of those points.
Yes, one of those points, yes. Particularly the review of your life. We'll go back to that. Well, we can either go back to it now, or you were talking about something before we took the call.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. And don't forget, everybody, if you'd like to phone us with a question about the spirit world, then the lines are open. And we'd love to hear from you. It's free phone, 877-876-5227 in the US, and Canada is 888-815-9756. Well, we can carry on about this, talking about this. That's absolutely fine.
Very well.
Yes. About the situation, about when we cross over, about the review of your life.
Yes.
Well, obviously, there's some people won't. Well, that can be a very frightening thing.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody's got a skeleton in the closet, don't they?
Yes, maybe to do with the way or manner of their passing can be a very frightening thing physically.
Yes.
Although that's only a temporary memory.
Yes. Okay. So it's a temporary memory until somebody's counselled them to the point and explained it in such a way that they understand it.
And then get over it,
And
yes.
then get over it.
Yes, quite.
And it gradually dawns on them, okay.
Yes, and then just simply becomes a little memory, like for me, being decapitated.
Hmm.
Well, it wasn't actually that much of a memory. I didn't actually feel it, per se, because it was so quick. See, perhaps if it had been that my head had actually been very slowly sawn off, then perhaps that would have been obviously a more difficult memory to overcome. That doesn't mean to say that I cannot overcome it, and every being from the physical life does eventually overcome the manner of their passing. It depends entirely upon whether they linger upon it or not, and that becomes a real problem for them. Obviously, they will need help with it.
Well, I'm sure that's a great comfort for some people that have lost loved ones.
Oh, in tragic circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I actually talked in the other essence as well of the individual who passed when actually he fell into a Bessemer converter, into a steel-making machine.
Oh, last week.
A furnace,
the other
yes.
week. Yes, you
yes,
did.
You
yes,
you see, and because that was that person's lasting memory of that tragic situation, and that he actually had to be pushed under it in order to pass quicker, you see, and he begged for that. That was the intensive bravery as well of his beloved friend who did it to him.
Put him out of his misery.
Yes.
As such, yeah, absolutely.
As only that love can do.
Mm. So, but the review of your life...
That takes place in the halls of learning of your soul group. So the soul intention, where your core energy came from, that is where your Akashic book lies. It doesn't lie with you. You have a link with it, with your Akashic book. It's not something which you cart around with you on your back day in, day out of your physical life.
No.
You have to go to the halls of learning in order to retrieve your Akashic book.
But it's attached to you because it's written.
As you
yeah.
continue to breathe and exist in your mind.
I had a drink of water then. Yes. So... Okay, yeah, so there is a link to it, but you can't actually...
A direct link.
A direct link, but you can't actually... Okay, let me just go back a step here. So the review of your life can happen when you are ready for it. Does it get suggested to you? I mean, how do you know about it?
Yes, at certain times it will be suggested to you. That will depend, of course, upon whether your attitude or your vibration is of a good nature or of an intensive negative one. Perhaps you will have arrived with issues and problems.
Well, I'm sure.
Unresolved from your physical life journey.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
It can be, you have to really think about it to say, well, am I ready for this yet?
Yes. Well, particularly, of course, for someone who doesn't actually want to face their review. Perhaps they did create ugly things in their physical life and actually want to really just best forget it. Well, nothing's ever going to be really swept under the carpet. It is actually going to be something that you will have to face. And so it is better, really, for many people that we try to help them to face them sooner than later. so that they can begin to repair the state that they created.
So is there some rule that says that you actually can't do that yet until you've transcended some situation?
There is no rule except that of your vibration that you create. So it means to say that is the guiding factor. So if you were a person who was incredibly negative during your physical life and perhaps abused other people, that's obviously going to hold you back. And until you have your review and begin to understand the behavior that you created in your physical life and then atone for it in various ways, that will be the subject of others tied to that question. That's the point, really. So if you, shall we say, that you went and attacked somebody else in physical life through no state of themselves, but that you did it willfully, then it will be that you will actually have to face that situation that you created.
Before you want to progress in any shape or form.
Yes, exactly. So does that mean then that Jesus, perhaps in turning over the tables or whatever activities he created, which were negative toward other beings, that he had to face a review? Yes, absolutely. Exactly the same.
Anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And the whole atonement situation is really another show on its own. I didn't really want to go down the atonement pathway at the moment because I didn't really want to leave...
No. The questions unanswered that you have already had.
Absolutely,
yes,
yeah.
Quite. I understand that.
Okay. Thank you. But you actually started talking about time, so I don't know if anybody on the team can actually remind you what you were talking about. I can't, but we could always go on to that next week.
Oh, yes,
if you like,
this is really to do
I can
with. Yes.
Listen to the archive of today and then know what you were saying.
Yes, well, it's actually quite a complex nature because of the fact that human beings, you see, when they come to our side of life, they still relate in processes of time, of one and one, the process of linear state, which means that they still will only think in that possession. That's why it is that sometimes you will have a person perhaps who is waiting for their brother to appear. Not willfully, perhaps. They're not trying to encourage them to come to our side of life, but maybe it's just that they're waiting. They might not even know what it is that they're waiting for until they make communication with their brother. And then it will be that suddenly they become aware of it. It's something which creates the passage, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be that beings on our side of life, their concept of linear time reality is something which evades them or that doesn't become apparent. It's not something that's actually necessary. Maybe because of the vagaries of their conscious physical state, their mind temperament when they passed, perhaps it was created because of the manner of their passing. That then means that they don't actually think past a certain point. I know that this then may be distressing for some people, could be because you could link that with Alzheimer's, shall we say, or some other distressing disease of the mind, which then breaks through the passages of your remembrance of situations, events, and things, or even images. So it can be then that becomes actually a more distressing factor for the person in physical life, and sometimes they have to have help in order to overcome those passages of memory once they come to our side of life. That's the point, really, and this will mean healing in a point of, it may only take split seconds, and then the person is all right again because they reconnected with their journey. At other times, it may be because of obvious tracks of, how can I say this, intractability from the state of what they want to be or the state of what they think they are at that time. It may well be that they're quite happy, for example, just sitting there making a matchstick man. Maybe for 50 years in terms of linear physical time. But that in itself won't be a burden to that being, because maybe they'll like doing that, and it's something that they've always wanted to do. Or perhaps it enables them to have a repetitive, Buddhistic-like interlude in their life, which helps them to reflect upon other matters of that life journey. And who can say that being should or should not do that? That means then you are dictating, you're making judgments and decisions on that being's behalf without that being's consent. You're putting yourself upon them and their life. Everyone has free will, friend, and free will is absolute. So it means to say that a person who created great sickness or situations of dishonor in their physical life, if they want to come to our side of life and not repay those events they created, they will stay at the vibration to which they succeeded upon their passing.
And
they're not going to die happy, that's for sure.
So, but are they in that vibration of the reception chamber when they first come?
Yes, hopefully so. But for some people, again, like perhaps, shall we say then, the dreadful people who carried out the Mumbai slayings. That's the most recent event I can think of.
We haven't talked about that, no.
And that situation will be because the gross state that they interplayed with during their last hours and minutes of their physical time will be something not that they will be gloried in, but that will be given back to them.
Okay, can you explain that a bit more? So this is
given
the
back
attackers.
To them, that then the energies they created, the extreme negativity, pain, and suffering they created will be what they will feel.
In the realization?
In the realization of what they created, yes. When they are not presented with their 72 virgins, thank you very much, but actually something far more despicable.
Okay, so why couldn't they feel that here then? If they can
because
feel
they
it in
weren't
the
of the
world.
Mindset to do that. They had no compassion. Their drive was not compassion-based. It was based upon an ideology, a dictatorship of their conscious state, which had been overtaken by their primary function, which was destruction.
Because
of dogmatic principles.
And because the consequences were something different.
Hatred.
They thought was something different.
Yes.
It was heroic.
Yes, absolutely so, yes.
What they were going to receive and what was going to happen afterwards. Well, that's brainwashing as well, though, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely so. And so that's what I'm saying. They've now come to our side of life. They're horrified.
Yes,
absolutely
say,
horrified.
How much of that is actually, you know, the fault of the individual in that way that
but
they have been?
It's not that all of them are horrified. Just two, I understand, so far.
Really?
Yes. The rest are still reveling in what they created and have not actually seen past it yet. So their energy is extremely low. And they will not be driven to the gates of anything or anywhere except for their own hatred, which they will see of themselves.
Okay. Well, when I'd just like to carry on talking about when we... when we wake up in the physical life, sometimes, especially if we've been traveling around and
been
staying at different places, sometimes we wake up in the morning and we feel so disorientated when we're not in our familiar surroundings, you know, and we think, oh gosh, where am I?
Where is my home?
Yes, it takes you a few moments to realize where you are and that sort of thing. Is this indicative to what it feels like in the spirit world when you pass? Only obviously you're not going to be aware of time. That the dawning situation of the reality of what's happened.
Of your new life,
of your new life, and that sort of thing. Is it that sort of feeling?
In some respects, for some people it is. Not for everyone. For some people, it will be exactly as they dreamt of it. So it will be very familiar. For some people, they will have come to our side of life on many occasions, perhaps. And perhaps it will be that their situation will be painted in just the way that they had created before they passed. So their little interludal journeys into the spirit world will be simply manifestations of the way that they had made links with the spirit world before they passed. And it will be just a continuation of that progress. So no change there then. But in other respects, in other people's journeys, it may well be that they have great problems with it.
Okay, so for instance, if it was your worst nightmare, all of your life you've been fearing death.
Yes. Good point.
You know, is that how different will that be for this person?
That will really depend upon whether they'll be able to accept any of their loved ones who will be near them or with them at the point of their passing, to actually help them through it.
Okay.
That's the point. The fear situation generally tends to be up to almost the last moment for some people. Other people, they will relate to it purely and simply because they'll meet with a loved one before they've actually physically passed.
That's right. You've talked about that before.
And oftentimes that can be the case, that they actually appear to them. It's not they're going delirious or anything that's happening because of the occurrence of their chemical reaction as their physical body breaks down and ebbs and life ebbs away. It's actually created through the link of their spirit, their pure spirit, with their physical consciousness helping them over the situation. That means their pure spirit has an alternate consciousness, you see. So it means to say it's actually then linking because your pure spirit's consciousness is so far advanced of your physical consciousness, in a sense, helps you over that problem.
Without you realizing it.
Without you actually realizing it, and takes away the fear.
Yes. And
for some people that doesn't work because they are so determined to be fearful.
Right.
And belligerent with it too.
So they need a form of counselling, really, as well. But I mean,
a good kick up the bum might not be the
thing
myth
is,
either.
You know, in real life, in physical life, shall we say, very often situations that we fear are never as bad in the reality of it, you know, when we actually do it. So
that is perfectly true, yes. And that's also, I have to say, it's not necessarily true for someone who perhaps breaks a leg awkwardly and they find a part of their bone sticking out of their leg or something like that. That can be just as horrendous as it appears to be. But that it's only a transient memory. That's the point. And you will get over it.
Mm.
In exactly the same way as you will get over your sister's passing. You will overcome your brother's passing. Or your mother or your father. It will be a situation you will overcome because the dawning light of realization will create the right pathway for you. The remembrance, yes. The love that was shared between you, yes. Or the situation as it happened, yes. And it will be resolved in the memory of not dissolved as such, not diluted. The pain of it can be just as fresh as if it happened yesterday.
This is what I mean, though. It can. They have to have some form of counselling.
Yes. That they need help with it, yes. Mm. And oftentimes this may come from, shall we say then, when I passed, I was actually helped by an individual called Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan lost his head.
Ah, okay.
Brendan was actually executed, though. That was the manner of him losing his head. And he helped me to understand very quickly that it was all right. That I was actually in one piece, even though physiologically I was severed from it.
Mm.
See?
Do you ever still see him now?
Occasionally, yes.
And is this something that he still does? And obviously
he's still doing it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it because he helped me. And I will always be indebted to his insight and greatest understanding for that process.
Okay, well, we've almost come to time, but I'd like to continue talking about that next in
yes,
the next program, because obviously there are going to be...
It's very necessary for people to understand the process.
Well, absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
So. And it's fascinating and very educational and affects everybody, basically, in one way or the other, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because everyone's going to pass through something, so you're going to be mentored by someone who's also been through the same situation as you. Not quite so, perhaps, for some people, perhaps, who created extreme anguish or negativity in the lives of others.
No. Okay.
We don't want them to relish in it.
No. Either. Oh, no. Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory.
With love and light, blessings be upon your pathways, everyone, my dears. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. And we hope you've enjoyed this show. Do visit our website, www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us and what we do. And thank you so much for your calls as well. Really, really wonderful. So until next time, my name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.